The big piece on the program is a Tchaikovsky violin concerto with Philip Pogadi. And as I say to everyone, if there's ever an opportunity to go and see and hear a live performance of Tchaikovsky, go and do it, because it's an athletic event, a musical event, an artistic event. It's just wonderful. Also on the program is Schubert's seldom performed Symphony No. 4, The Tragic, which is rich and passionate and reflective of Schubert's inner soul, I think. And beginning the program, the winner of the APO, University of Arkansas, concerto competition. And we're performing a movement from the Erika Wazin Concerto for Marimba and String Orchestra. It's an unusual piece, but it's a diverse program, wonderfully rich and incredibly moving in the scope of what we do. And we're thrilled to have this amazing soloist join us for the first time, making his first appearance with the Arkansas Philharmonic, Philip Pogadi.
Thank you so much. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Let's go right in on the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. In your words, what makes that piece so special?
It's a very romantic piece. It's highly romantic. It's dripping with emotions, pretty much. You go through all the emotions basically that a human being is able to have, almost like beginning. It's very romantic. It's very grand. Then also it's very melancholic in the second movement, and it's very turbulent and furious in the third movement. It's very, like, some people like to compare it with a Russian savage dance, and I think that's kind of what it is, like a peasant dance almost.
The piece was, when it was written, was declared unplayable because the technical demands were just too much for the people who could look at it and see, oh my goodness, it's just a ferocious undertaking. But as Philip says, it covers a gamut of emotions, and beautiful opening melody in the first movement, and that melancholy theme of the second movement. And the last dance is like a whirling dervish. It is like a peasant dance that is relentless and perpetual motion. And that's one of the great challenges of the work, is just the stamina required to play it. And it's a great tour de force for soloists, but it's also written so well for the orchestra. The orchestra also gets a workout in doing this concerto.
And it is technically quite demanding. At the same time, it's extremely listenable.
Tchaikovsky is one of those composers who had the natural gift of melody. He wrote some of the most memorable, moving, beautiful musical melodies in the history of music. And when you regard some of the periods that he wrote some of his ballets and also the violin concerto, it's an incredibly short amount of time. He sometimes took a little longer to orchestrate, but he essentially had in mind these glorious melodies from the beginning. And he has the gift, like Schubert, which is why Schubert's on the program, of melody, of being able to connect with something that's a sub-level, something that on a cellular level that you can connect with an audience and a listener. And indeed, as we said, the first movement with its beautiful song, the second movement with its melancholy expressions, and the last movement with exuberance and just this joie de vivre that goes throughout the movement connects with audience, and it's so listener-friendly, and visually, it's kind of a stunning thing to watch, too, to combine with these. But Tchaikovsky had a gift, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anything that Tchaikovsky ever wrote that's not listener-friendly and eminently just a fantastically structured melody that he wrote.
Very approachable, definitely, yeah, I agree.
And now, Philip, you're playing in the studio. What are the two pieces you'll be playing for our listeners?
I chose today to play the Thais Meditation by Jules Massenet, actually. And then the second piece is a piece from Vienna, actually, by Fritz Kreisler. It's called Liebeslied, and it's very Viennese. It's very charming. I think everybody will enjoy it. Those pieces, they have been with me for a long time. I've been playing these pieces for many years now. This kind of salon music, it's very approachable as well, just like the Tchaikovsky concerto, and very romantic also. Those are very, very standard violin pieces. It's very, very popular among violinists. And also, actually, the Meditation from the opera Thais, I'm not quite aware how often the opera itself is being performed, but I think that the Meditation is performed way more at this point than the opera itself.
I would agree with that. Yes,
yeah, it's very often played, but I love playing it every single time.
The Thais is beautiful. It's the polar opposite of the last movement of Tchaikovsky, with these beautiful soaring sustained lines, but also that wonderful Viennese style that you play. I think, comes from growing up in Vienna, as Philip did. There's something in his blood that really reflects this style so
well. That is true. I have spent a lot of my childhood in Vienna, and I also did my undergraduate studies at the University of Performing Arts in Vienna. So that might play into it as well, maybe a little bit.
Our concert on Saturday is another great performance by the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the Arend Arts Center. You can buy tickets online at our website at thearkansasphilharmonic.org or buy tickets at the door. Really, this is a not-to-be-missed event with this wonderful soloist, Philip Pogati. We also have Philip has been really busy this week while he's here. In addition to playing the Tchaikovsky on the weekend, he has performed for the Arkansas Philharmonic Youth Orchestras, the Arkansas Arts Academy, the APO Guild, is doing a master class at the University of Arkansas, and making some other appearances around town. So it's furthering what we do about bringing these world-class soloists to town and making them part of our community. So we're proud of the concert this weekend, really proud to present Philip in concert, and it's a not-to-be-missed event.
Yeah, they keep me quite busy, but I don't mind at all. It's wonderful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Arkansas Philharmonic conductor Stephen Bias alongside guest violinist Philip Pogati. Philip Pogati performs Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with the APO this weekend at their concert. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUIF. Let's now hear two pieces performed by Philip Pogati in the Vermengarner Performance Studio. We'll turn to Massenet and Fritz Kreisler. Accompanying Philip Pogati is Tomoko Kashiwagi. This is inside the Vermengarner Performance Studio right here at 91.3 KUIF Studio.